27. To the Baron A. E. Wrangel. Semipalatinsk, April the 13th, 1856. The letter begins with some not very interesting details of Dostoevsky's material circumstances. You write that we political offenders may expect certain indulgences, which, however, are still kept a secret. Do me the kindness, my dear friend, to try to discover something concerning myself. I must know it. If you learn anything, impart it to me without delay. About the transfer to the Caucasus, I no longer think, nor to the battalion at Barnaul. All that is unimportant to me now. You write that everybody loves the new Tsar. I myself idolize him. I must confess that it is a great object to me to be promoted, but I may still have to wait a long time for my promotion to commissioned rank, and I should like to have something now at once on the occasion of the coronation festivities. The best and wisest would be, of course, that I should ask for permission to publish. I think of sending you very soon, privately, a poem I have written about the coronation. I might even send it officially. You will be sure to meet Hasford, Governor-General of Siberia. He soon starts, of course, for the coronation. Could you not persuade him to present my poem to the Tsar? Would it not do? Tell me, too, up to what time I am safe in writing to you, for if you leave Petersburg, my letters might be lost, and that would be tiresome. I have already told you about my article on Russia. It has turned into a regular political pamphlet. Yet I should not like to erase a single word of that article. They will scarcely allow me to begin my literary activity with a pamphlet, however patriotic its contents may be. But the article was good, and I was satisfied with it. It interested me extraordinarily. Still, I have abandoned the task. For if I can't get permission to publish it, why should I have all my trouble for nothing? Time is too precious now for me to waste it in writing for mere amusement. Besides, the political atmosphere has changed. And so I have begun a new article. Letters on Art. The Grand Duchess Maria Nikolaevna is president of the Academy of Art. I intend to ask permission to dedicate this piece to her, and let it then appear anonymously. It is the fruit of 10 years' deliberation. I thought it out to the last detail as long ago as Omsk. It will have many original and burning passages, but I can't answer for the execution of the whole. Probably many will disagree with me on various points, but I believe in my ideas, and that suffices me. I should like to ask Apollon Mykov to read it beforehand. Certain chapters contain whole pages from the pamphlet. It deals directly with the place of Christianity in art. But where shall I bring it out? If I let it appear as a separate publication, at most 100 people will read it, for it is no novel, while in a journal I might get paid for it. Now, the Savremennik was always hostile to me, and so was the Moskvityanin. In the Ruski Vestnik there has appeared the prelude to an article by Katkov on Pushkin, where the ideas expressed are in disaccord with mine. So there remains only the Otechestvenia Sapiski. But I don't know how matters stand with that journal. Would you therefore find out from Mykov and your brother whether there is any chance of publishing and being paid for the article, and tell me what they say? Just speak of it casually, as it were. The principal thing is that the novel at which I'm now working affords me great enjoyment. Only with novels shall I ever make a name and attract public attention. All the same, it would be wiser to begin with a serious article upon art, and try for permission to publish such a one, for nowadays people regard a novel as an inferior sort of thing, so I believe at any rate. Dostoevsky reiterates his request that Wrangel will exert himself on his behalf.